we have got to jump into our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our album review. And we are joined by Nayeli today. Nayeli, you've got to tell me what album you chose for this week.
I chose the Conan Gray new album, Wishbone, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, and Conan Gray, I feel like I've been listening to him for quite a while now.
Forever.
Yeah, do you have like a song from Conan Gray that got you originally hooked on him?
I would say Generation Y.
Yes.
Conan Gray is very reminiscent of like being in like seventh grade, being like 12. And
yeah.
Like being like, I'm relating so heavily to this. I'm in love all the time. Like, I'm 12.
I definitely see that. Do you think his new album like held up to the same sound he's kind of had in the past?
I would say now that I'm a little bit older, it's not exactly my style of music.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not as into it, but I do like feel like there's a lot in common. Like he's really stuck to the sound that he started with.
Okay. And do you have like a top few favorite songs from this album?
I'd say my favorite song from the album is Actor. I really liked that one. It was like fun, a little bit upbeat. I liked it. And of course, I loved Vodka Cranberry. That one's the most popular, I think, on this album so far. And I think those two are my favorite ones.
Yeah, I have been loving this album. We have one of the songs for you right now. This is Conan Gray, Vodka Cranberry, here on New Music Monday. Conan Gray, Vodka Cranberry. That was a part of our album review done this week by Nayeli. And Nayeli, tell me a little bit more about this album. Was there any songs that you didn't love so much?
I think after listening to all of them, my least favorite was 1111, and I think that might be a hot take.
Yeah.
I think people like that one, but I didn't get into it. It was kind of boring.
Yeah, I haven't listened to that one a ton. I've been loving, like, Romeo, but I have been loving the music videos. You need to watch these today.
And I haven't watched any. I will watch some because all his other music videos have been, like, really good.
Yeah.
I remember liking his other music videos a lot.
Yeah, all of his new music videos are done with Farkle from Girl Meets World.
I love Farkle.
Yeah.
I love Girl Meets World.
And
unpopular opinion, I think.
Yeah.
People think that show's annoying. I watched all of it.
Same.
I've seen every episode.
Same.
I think I watched all of it too, and it's really cool to see Farkle in these videos. I only see Farkle.
I feel like I just couldn't see him as anything but Farkle.
Yeah, I feel like he needs like another iconic role. So
he needs
can
to be in like a popular movie, mm-hmm. So then I can stop thinking of him as Farkle.
Yeah,
because I don't think of like Sabrina Carpenter as from that show.
No,
for some
no.
reason.
And but that's why I remember like first seeing Sabrina Carpenter with mm-hmm. Girl Meets World.
Yeah, but now she's like she had a rebrand.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Like you can tell like she's older now and not
right.
still like in middle school.
I
but
need
Farkle.
To,
I'm still seeing like middle school
right.
Farkle.
Maybe
I need him to JoJo Siwa.
Maybe this is the rebrand. Maybe this,
this
is his
rebrand. This could be.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. All right, well, if you want to check out Nayeli's full album review, you can check it out tomorrow on WZND.com.